Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, wrestling fans. Once again, welcome to Old Time Wrestling Radio. I'm your host, and I'm large, and I'm in charge as usual. This is Lawrence Wadsworth III, manager of champions, the best damn wrestling manager in Manitoba wrestling history today. I'm large, and I'm in charge. I'm on my own tonight. I don't know what the heck happened to that Jordan, the Garburator. I don't know. He was on some special assignment last night. I had the Wrestling Insider on air with me last night. What a debacle. I don't know what's going on. But anyways, we're going to get down to business here right away. Once again, Old Time Wrestling Radio, the call-in show. Call-in number is 917-889-2237 if you want to talk to myself. What the heck? Who dare interrupt me here? I do not recognize this number, but I'm going to let them on the air. What the heck? I don't know who this is, what's going on here anymore at Old Time Wrestling Radio. But, caller, you're on the air. You're on Old Time Wrestling Radio.
What's up? Guess who this is?
I don't know who this is, but the voice sure sounds familiar. Who the heck is this?
Well, it is none other than yours truly, Jordan. And as everyone critically acclaims to call me, the Garburator, it's Jordan the Garburator Garber. How you doing today, Lawrence?
Oh, no. Jordan, you're back from special assignment. I don't know where the heck you were, but I'm not doing too bad, I guess. Could be better now that you're on the air with me, but I have no choice.
Well, I know one place I wasn't last night on special assignment, and I was not in the Brandon Nut House, that's for sure. So...
Don't you be teasing me that I'm in the nut house. It's not my fault.
Well, hey, you know, some people get there because some people are just out there. But that's a good thing about Lawrence Fosworth. He tends to be wacky. He's wacky tobacky. And he is, of course, live broadcasting from the Brandon Nut House. So I kind of want to go, and if you don't mind, I want to go through the roster here of some of the roster here of Old Time Wrestling, and we don't agree on that much, my friend, but are you going to agree that we will talk about our roster and what Old Time Wrestling has to offer?
Absolutely, we can agree on that. Go right ahead there, Jordan the Garburator.
For sure. We have our upcoming shows, like I said, on May the 23rd. It is it's a benefit show. It's a fundraiser show. Let me just go through my notes here and find it. All righty. It is... Okay, well, I'll go with
Paying
Main
It
Man
Forward is the name of the, Paying It Forward is the name of the show.
Paying It Forward is the name of the show. Why don't you tell us more about that, and I will tell you guys more about the May 30th show.
Absolutely. May 23rd is a fundraising show, Paying It Forward. On a serious note and a serious matter, we are paying it forward towards this young Aboriginal girl named Alexis. She is in need of a desperate liver transplant, and we are teaming up with the Indian Métis Friendship Center at 45 Robinson Street in the good old North End. And we'll be putting on our show, of course, the Old Time Wrestling Manitoba crew will be down there May 23rd, 7:30 bell time. Doors open up at 6:30. Kids for tickets are $5, adults are $10, and it's going to be a great show. You never know who's going to be on that show, but promises to be a great show, and we are giving 50% to Alexis for her travels in Toronto as she travels to Toronto to try to get a liver transplant.
We also have May Madness on May the 30th. And, of course, if Weasel's team loses, you must put on the Weasel suit. And maybe when you put on the Weasel suit, I'll like, give you a suplex or something. But if your team loses, you have to wear that Weasel suit on May the 30th. That is at the Club St. B. Tickets are $10 for the early bird and $15 at the gate. And, like I said, there will be a dog food match. And if your team loses, you must put that weasel suit on. How are you going to feel when you put that weasel suit on, and everyone sees you in that weasel suit? What are your What are your thoughts
what
on that?
What do you
that?
Mean? What are you talking about? I will not be wearing that weasel suit, Jordan the Garburator. My team is going to win. They are going to win big time that night, and I will not be wearing that weasel suit. And then I heard you started a rumor that as well about the weasel suit, that I'll be wearing the weasel suit May 23rd. I don't know where that came, but I will not be wearing no weasel suit any time in the very near future, Jordan the Garburator. That's not happening. I am too classy to wear a weasel suit. I'm the manager of champions.
Well, you may be wearing that weasel suit right now for all we know. We don't know that. We are an audio-based program. We are on Blog Talk Radio, so you may be wearing that weasel suit right now. You don't know that.
I am not wearing a weasel suit. And no, I am not wearing a straight jacket either.
All right. So, May Madness, we talked about that. We talked about that big fundraiser show. Let's talk a bit about our roster, starting with the guy, the 6'6" giant, the Aboriginal giant Buddy Weiser. Tell us more about him.
Well, the 6'6" Aboriginal giant is a former multiple River City Wrestling Tag Team Champion. I've had my run-ins with him, but he is a great independent wrestler, and he's very underrated in the city of Winnipeg, in my opinion. We don't see eye to eye all the time, but he's a very great... Oh, we have a caller on air here, Jordan. Should I take him on?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, let's try to get him on air here, see if I can do this. Let's see. Hello there, you're on Old Time Wrestling. Can you hear us? Hello there. Hello there. You're on the air. Hello there. Good evening, Old Time Wrestling Radio. You're on the air. Can you hear us?
Who the
Hello
hell
there.
Are you?
Yeah, who the hell is this, Jordan the Garburator?
Who is this guy? Hang the guy up. Come on. The guy. Who?
I don't even know who the hell this guy is.
Oh, my God.
What
you
the?
Took a...
Who the heck
is
this?
I have no idea. That's Shades of Wrestling World 247 Days. I don't know what who that guy is. But
I don't know
who
the heck that was either, but that was a bunch of crap. But anyways, Jordan the Garburator, go on with your conversation there. We were rudely interrupted by that guy. I don't know who the heck it was.
I have no idea either. I have to admit, that is kind of funny. It isn't really funny, but, well, point is, it's kind of cool. But, yes, this guy is a Jordan Garber fan. The guy who calls in and does this guy is actually a Jordan Garber fan. I don't know who it is, but he has a history of doing this before, so it's... good to see him back. So I have no idea, like I said, who that was. But go ahead.
No, go ahead there, Jordan the Garburator. We were just talking about the Aboriginal giant, Buddy Weiser. Like I said, I've had my run-ins with him in the past with him and his tag team partner, who we'll talk about in a minute as well. But it is very great to have him signed, sealed, and delivered for old-time wrestling. He's one of the best young guys in independent wrestling today. Very underrated.
Very underrated. And the guy, I kind of have a feeling that this guy should have, like, this guy was totally, like, underlooked. He totally should have got, like, a second chance, a different look. This guy has a lot of potential, and more people just need to see it.
Absolutely. And the thing with him, you're not going to find a more loyal guy on the independent local wrestling scene as the giant, Buddy Weiser. Very, very loyal to one promotion for many, many years when he first started out. And then he was very loyal to the River City Wrestling promotion.
For sure. Let's talk next about the guy we have on May the 23rd. Actually, May the 30th, sorry. We have actually, he's on the 23rd as well. We have the Rebel Bobby Collins. Tell us more about him.
Well, the Rebel Bobby Collins, he is an arch rival of my business partner and one of the visionaries of old-time wrestling, Caveman Broda, the legendary 35-year professional wrestling veteran. Rebel Bobby Collins has been around going on almost 22, 23 years, and he is a very capable wrestler. He looks, yes, he's a small guy, but he is one of the best wrestlers on the independent scene all over the world. He can beat anybody on any given night when he's on his 100% game. I give him nothing but respect, and he is one of the best.
And he is a part of the Cannon Cartel with Kevin Cannon and, of course, Dick Blood. but he is a part of the Cannon Cartel. I forgot the other member, man, the journalist I am, but he is a part of the Cannon Cartel for sure, so that's a cool thing as well. And we also have Vinny Valiant on the show.
Wow, Vinny Valiant, he's one of the greatest young, sought-after independent wrestlers in Canadian wrestling history today. Another loyal man, stayed with Wayne Stanton when he broke into the business many years ago. He's been offered by all kinds of promotions, and you have not seen him very much on any other independent shows because he chose to be loyal to Wayne Stanton and River City Wrestling. He is an incredible wrestler and one of the best all-around high-flying wrestlers in Canadian wrestling today, and it's a privilege to have him on the roster as well, even though I don't see eye to eye with him.
We also have, of course, the guy you are listening to right now live on the air here on Blog Talk Radio, Jordan Garber. I could tell myself more about myself, but why don't you tell us more about me?
Well, I choose to be silent about that.
Of course, Jordan Garber will be there on May the 23rd and May the 30th, Jordan Garber, myself, has a history of interviewing a lot of big names, worked with the likes of Bruce Hart. I definitely have...
Hey, your favorite caller is on air again here. Should we let him on?
We should let him on. Let's go for it.
Hello, you're on Wrestling Radio, Old Time Wrestling Radio. Hello, speak your mind.
Hello, I have a question for you. I'd like to know, since... Jordan Garber is probably Canada's greatest interviewer, and he's making his debut, and I know you don't like him, Louis, but I'd like to know, is there any plans that you will get your hands on ring on May the 23rd, and please suplex him through a table? Is there any chance of that we can see that happen?
Who the heck is Louis? And this is Lawrence Fosworth III. Louis is actually Lawrence Fosworth III's cousin. But anyways, wrestling fans, you never know what will happen. I do not like Jordan the Garburator, but if myself...
No one does.
Cannot get...
That's
my...
why we want him suplexed on the table. Please, suplex. Suplex.
Well,
you
never know. Maybe the Rebel Bobby Collins will put him through a table. Who knows?
Could we see Buddy Weiser put him through a table?
That's a possibility. You never know. Anything
can happen. Good
Buddy
Weiser and Bobby Collins put him through a table.
You never know. Anything can and will happen in old-time wrestling.
Will we see Buddy Weiser, Bobby Collins, and K-Man Broda put him through a table?
Whoa.
You never know what will happen.
No one is putting me through a table.
Anything can and will happen in old-time wrestling. Never say never.
I assure all of you guys here listening tonight that Jordan Garber will not be put through a table. On May the 23rd or May the 30th, Jordan Garber is here to stay, and Jordan Garber is one of the top up-and-coming wrestling interviewers in Canada.
Well, we'll see what happens May 23rd or May 30th. You never know. You never know, Jordan Garber, because who knows, one of the wrestlers could grab you, and who knows what will happen, but we'll see what happens May 23rd and May 30th. You never know, caller. What is your name, caller? You're on Old Time Wrestling Radio, once again with Lawrence Fosworth III and Jordan the Garburator. Who is this? Hello there, caller.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading some Jordan Garber blogs online. They're so fascinating. He is Canada's greatest wrestling. My name is Primo Garber.
Oh, Primo Garber. Okay. Well, that's a very interesting name.
I'm his
very
younger brother.
Ah,
I'd like to put him
through
a table.
You would like to put him through a table. Wow.
Yes,
to put him through a table.
Can we put him
through? Oh, wow.
Whoa!
Maybe we can make that happen. What do you say about that, Jordan?
No one's putting me through a table. I assure you, I am a guy with a job. I am not being put through a table because I have a life. I have things to take care of, and if I'm put through a table and I'm crippled, how am I supposed to be doing the daily things I'm supposed to do? No one is putting me through a table on May the 23rd or May the 30th.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens. And, caller. Thank you very much for calling, but we're going to go on with the rest of our roster for the upcoming shows. And
I thank you for taking my call, but I have one final question, and that is, when will you respect Jordan Garber and give him the respect that he deserves? When will you bow down to his greatness? That's what I want to know. I will hang up now and listen. Respect Garber! Respect Garber!
All right, then.
Well, wrestling fans, one wild call, but I try my best to respect Jordan the Garberator, my best. I have no choice because he has been signed to a long-term contract with Old Time Wrestling by my partner, who is the commissioner of Old Time Wrestling, Manitoba Crew, a legendary almost 35-year veteran, Caveman Brodo, and he insists that I have to get along with him. If I don't, I lose my part of my ownership of the company, and I cannot afford that right now. So I will do my best to get along with him.
You got to thank Caveman Broda for signing Jordan Garber to a contract here on Old Time Wrestling.
Thank him. Why would I want to thank the imposter Caveman? He is not the original Caveman. The original Caveman is Caveman Furpo.
Caveman Furpo? What?
Absolutely. Absolutely, longtime rival of the imposter Caveman Broda.
Really?
Absolutely.
But the point is that they still did what was best for business, and that's they signed me to a long-term deal here in Old Time. I don't know about long-term, but they signed me to a deal here in Old Time Wrestling. So,
well, I don't know if that was great, the best decision in business, but it's been signed, sealed, and delivered. I can't do much about it, but we will try my best to get along with you.
Well, like I said, I've always had a history of professionalism, so I've had my ups and downs, but I've had a history of professionalism, and I plan to bring that to all the fans here tonight, every night of the show.
Absolutely, I will try my best as well. And we were talking about the roster before we were rudely interrupted there, Jordan the Garberator. Who else you want to talk about that's on our roster?
Let's talk about Jesse Neal on May the 30th. Tell us more about Jesse Neal. He's obviously a TNA guy, big name. I'll be interviewing Jesse Neal, so that's a spoiler alert. Tell us more about him.
Well, absolutely. I used to be tuning into TNA Impact for a long, long time, and as soon as this young man, I spotted him on TV and all that. When he was on the roster for TNA Impact, I was more than happy to get a call from his personal friend, new tag team partner, who owns Real Canadian Wrestling, Stephen Styles. He made an offer that we cannot refuse, and he offered us to bring in Dog Aboard, Jesse Neal, former TNA Impact Wrestling star, and I jumped on it right away because I know this young man's got great talent, and it'll be a privilege to have him here in Winnipeg, Manitoba on May 30th.
Most definitely. It's with huge excitement to announce that Jesse Neal will be coming to Old Time Wrestling. We got a fan question here. Someone sent me a question here on Twitter, at Jordan J. Garber.
Oh.
Have you ever worked with Puppy Dog Pelican?
Myself?
Yes, yourself.
No, I have not worked with Puppy Dog Pelican, but I do know of the old-timer, and I have nothing but respect for Puppy Dog Pelican.
All right. He also asked another name, but that name doesn't really seem that familiar, so we'll go on with the show. But
absolutely.
Like I said, we have these two big shows coming up, and, you know, a lot of people should be excited about this because that's just another addition to Winnipeg Wrestling. That's another addition to the Winnipeg Wrestling community, old-time wrestling. And I have a feeling that these shows are going to go great, and the fans are going to get what they want, and we're going to see a new up-and-coming rising promotion here in Winnipeg Wrestling.
Absolutely. I don't mean to cut you off for a minute there, Jordan the Garberator, but I have to acknowledge one person that's in our office that puts out 1,000% of her hard-earned work and time and effort to keep old-time wrestling running, and that's our executive assistant and merchandise manager. That is Josie Small Petite. You could get a hold of her, Josie Small Petite, OTWMC at gmail.com. or Josie Small Petite at OTWMC at Twitter. Once again, Josie Small Petite, our executive assistant and merchandise manager. She made it possible for the May 23rd show happening at the Indian Métis Friendship Center, and our hats go off to her. Thank you very much for all the hard work you do on a serious note. Thank you, Josie Small Petite.
Thank you. I am so glad that she is a part of Old Time Wrestling. She's always been helping out with us, and it's good to see that she's a part of the crew.
Absolutely. Who else you want to talk about on the roster here?
Well, why don't we talk about yourself, Lawrence Fosworth III? You're on the roster, right? Not if you're going to be wearing that weasel suit, but you're on the roster
Hold on a minute. I am not a weasel, get it correct, and I will not be wearing the weasel suit May 23rd or May 30th. But, of course, we all know that the Manitoba wrestling fans do come to see yours truly, the greatest manager in Manitoba pro wrestling today. I am the greatest because I earned that by managing some of the best Canadian independent talent from all over Canada and all over the States. And we know they are coming to see me, and that's great. I appreciate it, wrestling fans. You will get your money's worth when you see me manage somebody on the roster that evening. And I will not be wearing a weasel suit that evening, though.
Well, whatever you say, what will happen will happen. And we're just going to have to see what happens.
Absolutely, and I understand that we have Josie Small Petite went out and signed a special person for the show as well. He will be in an arm wrestling contest, Jordan the Garburator, and he is none other than Hulk Hollywood, the Hulk Hogan in Hulk Hogan lookalike, and he will be in an arm wrestling contest May 23rd at the Paying It Forward to Alexis show.
That's huge news here for Old Time Wrestling. Hulk Hollywood, a great individual, a great dude, will be here on May the 23rd. He has a really rich history here in Winnipeg wrestling, and it's going to be good to see a legend here of local wrestling here in Old Time Wrestling.
Absolutely, and you wrestling fans, you get ready. You will get your money's worth when you see this gentleman, and he puts in 110% every time he is part of a show, and it's our privilege to have him on the roster for this great upcoming May 23rd fundraising show for Alexis, Paying It Forward, as we do our part to help her with her expenses as she goes to Toronto to get a liver transplant.
All right, so we pretty much covered a lot. We got our great callers, not just our callers that ask a question. We had quite our entertaining callers, so we thank some of the callers for calling
in,
of course. That was golden. That was great. We also, like you said, if you guys want to keep up to me, ask me questions about my wrestling or anything. I don't know. Ask what type of chips I'm eating. I don't care. Ask me a question on Twitter, at Jordan J. Garber. I'm on Facebook, too, but Twitter is my main source. So we're here.
And the guest call-in number is, sorry to cut you off once again, the call-in number, guest call-in number is 917-889-2237. If you want to call in any time, we're usually on the air at least twice a week with Old Time Wrestling Radio. And you can talk to myself, or you can talk to Jordan the Garburator. Any questions you have, you can get a hold of me at my email, louishendrickson@hotmail.com, if you want to talk to me about anything about old-time wrestling. Or you can find me on Facebook as well, DionLouisHendrickson@facebook.com. Go ahead, Jordan. I'm not sure what else is on your mind.
Well, I think I pretty much covered everything. We talked about some of the some of many great people and individuals and, of course, wrestlers on our roster. So we brought that up. We talked about the upcoming shows. We talked about Jesse Neal. We got our callers. So I think I'm pretty much all finished on my end. But if there's anything you want to bring up, you can go for it.
Well, absolutely. We can't forget to thank another personal friend of ours for many, many years. He's a good friend of mine and a good friend of yours as well. I didn't see eye to eye with him on many occasions for many years when I worked for him, but he is a great promoter, and that is none other than Steeltown Pro Wrestling current owner Wayne Stanton. He will be ring announcing May 23rd show for Paying It Forward for Alexis, and also May 30th at Club St. B. We want to take the time to thank him very much for being a part of this, as he is very professional when he comes down and does his part for any independent wrestling show in Winnipeg. Thank you very much, Wayne Stanton. We really appreciate it. And I understand there's a show going on in a couple hours tonight here, Jordan, at Doubles Fun Club.
I will not be there, unfortunately, but there is a show. It is called Premier Championship Wrestling Presents presents Defiance, and it starts tonight at 9 p.m. Doubles Fun Club, 20 Alpine Avenue, and we are going to be having a new PCW Heavyweight Champion. Yes, once upon a time, and still once in a while, Jordan Garber is a part of PCW, but for tonight's show, he will not be on PCW, unfortunately. But still go there. It's going to be a great show. And we have some, they have some huge matches that are close to being signed. And we're going to be seeing some great matches tonight. So check it out.
And I also understand a bit of sad news as well, Jordan. I didn't want to bring it up, but he is one of the best independent wrestlers from all over. He's been around many years. Unfortunately, you're right, there will be a new PCW heavyweight champion crowned, I understand, due to unfortunate circumstances, as their current heavyweight champion, AJ Sanchez, is in the hospital, and that's an unfortunate incident that happened there. And my prayers and thoughts go out to AJ Sanchez, one of the greatest independent wrestlers in Canadian wrestling history and wrestling period, as he is recovering in the hospital from a car accident.
Get well soon, AJ Sanchez. My thoughts and my prayers are with you. Get well soon, bud.
Absolutely, AJ Sanchez. Like I said, one of the best independent wrestlers. For a big man, that man can sure fly around the ring, and he's an incredible, amazing wrestler. And you get your money's worth when you see him in action as well. And hopefully, in the very near future, we will see him back in the ring.
For sure.
Well, wrestling fans, we've talked about quite a bit in the last almost half an hour. It's great to be on air once again. The call-in number is 917-889-2237. If you have any questions for myself, Lawrence Fosworth III, or for Jordan the Garburator, our next show, we will be back on air, Jordan the Garburator, for Old Time Wrestling Radio on the 23rd, I believe it'll either be 10:30 or 5:30. I will double-check my notes. Are you available?
On the 23rd.
23rd. I believe 10:30 or 5:30. I will double-check the time and get back to you.
All right. Let me check very, very quickly if I am available on the 23rd. And while I check quickly, I want to extend my personal thanks to everyone for checking out the show tonight. It's it's great to, you know, have my fans listening, and obviously old-time wrestling fans as well. So that's definitely a good thing. And as for April the 23rd, yes, I am indeed available. I'm ready.
All right, the show is booked already. We will definitely be on air April the 23rd, and it'll either be 10:30 or 5:30. Stay tuned on Facebook for details. And once again, Jordan the Garburator is the co-host here, but he is a great co-host, and you got me tongue twisted there, Jordan the Garburator. I usually don't say anything good about you, but you are one hell of a great person to have on live on any radio show.
Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to being on next time.
Absolutely, wrestling fans. Once again, check it out, May 23rd, Paying It Forward to Alexis, Indian Métis Friendship Center, 45 Robinson Street, $5 for kids, $10 for adults. You can get your tickets from Josie Small Petite or call 586-8673. I'll double-check that number. It might be wrong, but you can get a hold of Caveman Brodo on Facebook.com. Ron Cadman for tickets as well for that show. May 30th, call 204-416-8682 for tickets for May 30th for May Madness. Once again, wrestling fans, thank you very much for tuning in to Old Time Wrestling Radio. In the meantime, in between time, Wrestling fans, you ham and eggers, the privilege has not all been mine. Good night, wrestling fans. Good night, Jordan the Garburator. We'll talk to you on the 23rd. Good night, wrestling fans.